Today's daf is by Metzia, daf Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches, as we continue our travels through Perek HaMafkin. Okay, Amale Ravina L'Ravashi. Okay, we are about 12 lines up from the bottom. Lamed Zayin HaMabez. We were just discussing, we were in the midst of discussing the Shidus Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. When do you say a Moshe Mechaber Alav Araya? When do you say that the Mufsa keeps money? When do you say that you have to give it out? When do you say it's Maker Adin? When do you say it's Lassaz Yishamayim? Try to work out all the different sources of the Mishnayos and the Brises that we have related to cases of Suffolk and related to questionable payments. Okay, so now we continue with the Amale Ravina. So Amale Ravina Ravashi, about 12 lines up. Umiyama Rava, did Rava really say, we had this on yesterday, Amad Aleph, did Rava really say, Kol b'shtei krichos havele lemeidak? Remember yesterday we had the chilek between one kricha achas and shtei krichos. That was if it's in one sack or two sacks. If it's in one sack, then we assume that the shomer is not responsible to figure out exactly whose it was. It's not his fault because look, you gave it to me in one sack, so you're not makbid on each other. You trusted each other, so I don't have to be makbid either. But if it was two sacks, so then we can say that the shomer should have known whose was whose, and therefore, if he doesn't, he has to pay both of them. That was Havilah LeMeidak. We had yesterday a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, if you remember we mentioned. Is this literally one bag or two bags of money, or does it really just mean bifanav and shalom bifanav? Rashi says, even if it's two bags of money, but if it's both at the same time in front of each other, so then that's good enough to be called kricha achas. And the Rambam said, no, the Rambam had to say, literally, it has to be one sack. So says the Ravina to Ravashi, does Rava really hold two krichos as Havilah LeMeidak, the shomer should have known, and therefore we will hold him responsible to pay both? V'yama Rava, v'item Rapapa, but Rav Papa says, or maybe Rava or Rav Papa, hakol modim b'shtayim shefkidu etzol roeh. Everybody agrees that if two people gave their sheep to a shepherd, sheminiach roeh b'nianu mistalik, and now they each claim that this sheep was theirs, that he could just leave one sheep and that's it, and be mistalik. And they could fight it out whose it was. So you see that two sheep, that's like a case of shtei krichos, and you see, just have to give one. Umistalik. Rava, I thought, said that if it's shtei krichos, and then it's his responsibility, and if he messes up, that he has to give payback both. So why here would he be able to just give one? So Amarle, the Gemara says no. That case of the shepherding is a special case. Hasim kishehivkidu be'edru shal roeh shalom idaito. It just means a case where the owner put the sheep in the herd without telling the shomer. Right, so that's why it's not his fault. He didn't know to take specific, know whose it was. It was put there when he didn't even know about it. So that's why, even if shtei krichos, he's usually responsible, in the case where he didn't know about it, obviously, he's not going to be responsible. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara two dots. So the Mishnah said two cases of arguments. One case where somebody gave me 100 to watch, and one somebody gave me 200 to watch, and then they each claimed the 200. And the other case is somebody gave me a 100 shekel kli to watch, another one gave me a 1,000 shekel kli to watch, and now they both claim the 1,000 shekel kli. So in both cases, what was the halacha? We had a machlokas. First, the Tadakaba holds in each case that you give each person what they're supposed to get, 100, 100. Either you break the kli, or you take the value out of the kli, the larger one, and the rest, Yehemunach HaShiyavu Eliyahu. And Abiyosi says, no, the whole thing is Yehemunach, because Imkein Mahifsad Ramai. Because if you don't do that, so then there's no deterrent for the Ramai. So says the Gemara, Tzricha V'Tzricha. What do you need both cases for? Both the case of the money and the case of the Kalim. So Rav Yashiv already yesterday mentioned one Chiddush, that maybe the Kli, $1,000 Kli case, because you might have said there is really his responsibility, because it's 1,000 versus 100. Kamash Malan not. That was one Chiddush at the Lashon. But now, why exactly the whole case at all? So if it's Richa, the Yeshbi Den HaKamaisa, if you'd have only had the first case with the money, be a Hikami Rabbanan, maybe only there the Rabbanan say, you split it up, and then you take the larger amount, the 200, and then you keep 100 away. Mishud de lakab seida. There's nothing getting lost there. There's no permanent damage in the case where you're just taking some of the money. Aval beha de ikab seida de gadol. But here, where the larger one is having a loss. So remember, yesterday, this is where Rashi got it from. Yesterday, Rashi said, what does it mean in the Mishnah? That what are you doing with the kalim? You're breaking the kli. Your break of the Kli Rashi said, so the Rishonim said, this is where he got it from, this line. Over here, he could say to the Gadol, where the larger one is getting lost permanently, right? Gadol here, according to Rashi, means the Kli itself is getting lost. See the second to last Rashi on the page. Say to the Gadol, shall Kli Gadol sheshavruhu, Rashi l'shitasu, you broke it, ukishayavu Eliyahu v'yomar, shall mihu nimsa masid bishviraso, and Eliyahu Navi comes and says, whose it is, it's still going to be broken. So this will be a permanent, and Leonov is not going to heal all Kalim that broke. Maybe he'll heal all people, like happened at Har Sinai, but he's not going to heal all Kalim that broke, right? So then, if you have a rickety something, you can, oh, and Leonov comes, it's all going to get fixed. No, it's not going to happen. So there, where it's Pizza Gadol, Eimah Mozle Rabbi Yossi, so maybe there, the Rabbanah would agree to Rabbi Yossi that you just put the whole thing away, because you don't want to cause any permanent loss. Kamash Malan, that's why it says the second case. V'i'it mar b'ha b'ha chaber Rabbi Yossi. And if you don't only have the second case, maybe only there is where Rabbi Yossi says you don't break it up and just leave it all because you don't want to cause the pseida. Ava b'hachi b'lulul rabbanan tzricha. But over here, maybe he agrees to the rabbanan because there is no pseida tzricha. That's why you have to say the first case as well. Remember, the other Rishonim said pseida is not referring to the kli; it's just referring to the person who has the larger one. Right? That was the Rashba's argument. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But time of the Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Hefzer Ramayhu. What's Rabbi Yossi's svar? Rabbi Yossi says, if you don't put the whole thing away, it's not a deterrent for the Ramai. So if it's not a deterrent for the Ramai, so why should that svar make a difference? What case are you talking about? According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference between the cases. There shouldn't be a Havamina that he would hold like the Rabbanon, because the svara applies equally in both cases. My Hefzer Ramai. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Travayel Rabbanon Yitzchak. Really, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference. There's no difference. The same svara applies to both cases. My hefsed ramai. The chiddush is really according to the rabbanon. V'lo zu av zuktani. And the chiddush is not only this but this, meaning the second case could have been said itself, just case two. And sometimes the mishnah likes to build up. He likes to build up, you know, going from smaller chiddush to bigger chiddush. Review Danasi Rashi explains could have just written the second case. And there's no chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi. The chiddush is only according to the rabbanon. And the mishnah could have only said the second case. But the mishnah is using the language of lozu avzu, the structure of lozu avzu, not only this, but this, building up to the larger chiddush. Again, the Mishnah is not just a informational source, but the Mishnah is an educational method as well. So when Rabbi Yossi wants to teach us something in the Mishnah, he doesn't just write it. Sometimes he writes it in a certain way. Why sometimes are there stories in the Mishnah? Just tell me the halacha. You have to have a story, because he also knew. That's why you got to throw in a story once in a while. You got to throw in a story, not too much, right? Maybe we feel there should be more stories in the Mishnah, but at least sometimes he thinks that there's a story in the Mishnah to illustrate, because he was also a master teacher. So too, how he taught. So Lozu Avzu is a methodological way of teaching, and therefore, that's why he did it. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah is a machlokas. If you put Pertzapert's fruit next to by their friend, meaning it gives me fruit to watch, even if they are getting lost, even if they are rotting, even if they are going down in value, depreciating, lo yiga bahen, you can't touch them. Tanaka Mishita. Right? You can't touch fruit even if they are getting lost. You can sell them. Sell them in front of Bezdin, b'nei shehu k'meisha aveda l'bailam. Because you like doing Hashem's aveda. It's getting lost, so therefore you're allowed to sell it. Do it in front of Bezdin, so everybody knows that it was honest, and you sold it for the best price, but you're not allowed to, you have a responsibility to do it. You can't just leave them there and not touch them. So a couple of points on the Mishnah. First of all, the Rishash, another Rishonim, ask, 1 second, we have a Mishnah here that says, if you have fruit of someone else's, you're not allowed to touch them, Tanakama, because... Right, we assume that he wants it there and you can't touch them. But what about the Mishnah we had earlier? The Mishnah earlier, what about an Aveda? You have an Aveda, and the Aveda is destroying itself. The Aveda is something's happening to it. What's the halacha? You got to take care of it. Either you got to work with it, or if the expenses are more than what it's producing for you, then you sell it. So says the Mishnah back on the Chafasim Abeis in the Eilam Metzias, right? That the Mishnah says Kol Davar She'osa VaOchel Yasa VaYochel. Anything that produces for itself, then fine. But Kol Davar She'enosa VaOchel Yimacher, right? Then you got to sell it, right? So then, so what's the difference between Aveda and Pikadon? Correct. So what's the difference?
The owner knows where it is.
Oh, so two differences between Aveda, where you have to sell it, and by Pikadon. First of all, you might think ironically the other way. You might think, by an Aveda where nobody told you what to do, you have less responsibility. Nobody told me to do anything with this. I found it. So I already I was already a good citizen. I have to do more. I have to sell it. I'm going to leave it. So it's tough luck on him. He lost it. Imagine by Pikadon, you might think he gave it to you to take care of. So, but just the opposite. It's just the opposite in the halacha. Aveda, you got to go above and beyond. You got to sell it. You got to take care of it. Mashenki by Pikadon. So, two answers. Number one is the Rishash. The Rishash here says that exactly what David just said. And that is, if somebody gave it to you, he knows full well what's going to happen to these fruit. And he still gave it to you without any specific instructions. So it must be that he wants to keep it, period. We'll have to see the Gemara, any svaris for this. But it must be that he knows about it, and he still didn't say anything. Imagine by Aveda, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So we have an umdin das that he wants you to take care of it. The Yesh Lomar says the Rishash, after asking the question, the dafka b'mafkid, the chazina dehifkida, v'yodeya she'enachalo chesronos. He knows that the chesronos are, going to happen. Madua lo machram. Why did he sell it? Why did he give it to you to watch? Vaday dechaviven alav. It must be that he loves this stuff. Even though they're going to go down in value, he doesn't want you to touch it. Mashenkin be Aveda. Mashenkin, unlike by Aveda. One answer. The other answer I saw given is by the another one of the Achronim, and that is maybe it's a special gzeirus. Really, Mikra didn't. You don't have to do anything. Nobody gave you responsibility. This is the rule. Pikadon is the rule. Aveda is different because gzeirus hakasev. Vashivosolo. Vashivosolo, that gzeirus hakasev of the Torah, has very high demands. The Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda has very high demands. We said it's amazing. You think about it. In any other culture, would you have to not only, if you see a lost object, not only are you responsible to pick it up, right? In any other culture, first of all, are you obligated to pick up a lost object? You're a great guy. You're a great guy. Let's say there's always the story about on the news of the taxi driver who returns the wallet. It's like the biggest news, right? The top story. Taxi driver calls and finds and returns the wallet. Unbelievable. In Judaism, it's a chiyuv. Not just a great thing. Wonderful, it's amazing that we conquered it's hard to keep the wallet. But first of all, it's an obligation. That's a great thing. It's an obligation. Yeah, every stam Rabbi Yosef has to do it. Right? That's a big one. Number one. But not only that, that's not even enough. Not only is a chiyuv to hold, it's a chiyuv, and you have to wait for somebody to call the taxi commission and they're going to get in touch with you. No. You have a chiyuv to be machris. And you have a chiyuv to if it's an animal, to take care of it. That's a very high step. That's in the chiyuv of Hashivosolo. And if you remember back in Maseches Nedarim, we discussed the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the source? The Rambam has to say, what's the source of healing somebody? The doctor that heals somebody, Refuah Saguf. What's the makar in the Torah for Refuah? So the Rambam says, it's not Verapo Yerape. That's not the source. What's the source? The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Nedarim, the source is Hashivosolo. If you have to return somebody's lost object, surely you have to return somebody's lost guf. Right? So that's also included in Vashivosolo. So there's a lot included in there. So says the Magen Giborim, one of the Achronim, that's why Aveda is different. The rule is Pikadon, you shouldn't have to take care of it. But comes along the Torah of Vashivosolo, it's a Chiddush Gzeiras HaKasev, that you have to go above and beyond for your friend, so that's why you have to do even more. Is there an issue about Tashchis? I think it's only something that you are part of. Like if it's yours, but again, the Batashas, you can't go and destroy things. If you're in control of something, but be a dime, but is it machlokas? Is there Batashas b'shei Baltasa? It might have to do with this Hakira, I think we once discussed in Batashas. Is Batashas, what's the svar behind Batashas? Is it that I am destroying and misusing something that I can get benefit from? Hashem gives it to the world to get benefit, and therefore I am not getting benefit from it. A. Or it's the Maisa Hashchasa itself. A destructive act, even if I'm not getting benefit from it. One afkamina would be, what if nobody's getting benefit from it anyway? Am I allowed to destroy it? Right? And we mentioned a couple of days ago the truth of another Behud about hunting. So he says there's no Baal Tashchas because these animals are in the forest. Nobody's using them anyway. So that's why there's always your Baal Tashchas there. Right, so here you're not going to get benefit. Right, so that's a chakira amongst the acronym. Is there Baal Tashchis? That's one nafkamin. Is there Baal Tashchis if you're not going to get benefit anyway? Is there Baal Tashchis B'shei Baal Tasa? B'shei Baal Tasa, right. There's a fascinating tshuva, the Michas Yisrael. Michas Yisrael has a tshuva Somebody goes away for a time for Eretz Yisrael, and he's makben on Pas Yisrael. We know Pas Yisrael is a chumrah; it's not a din. It's not like Bishal Akum, and it's not like Cholav Akum, and it's not like Yayin. Those three are dinim. Pas Tosfos already says was never accepted about Klal Yisrael. It was too hard. Tosfos already says it's a chumrah; it's not a din in halacha. So if you want to eat the entomins and the steldoros and you know anything else, make sure that it's butter. It's supposed to be a tshuva. You want to be machmid. As Shulchan Aruch quotes, that to be machmid. But let's say it was a tshuva the Minchas Yizlak had. So somebody went away for a certain amount of time from Eretz Yisrael. So he had a tikkun. So when he was there, he brought Pas Akum. When he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, so he still has some of it with him. He has some of the Pas Akum with him, but now he can get Pas Yisrael. He's back in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do with the Pas Akum? Does he have to throw it out? Does he throw it out? Does he let it rot? Because that's he doesn't want to throw it out. Okay, he's going to let it get stale, right? So that's Baal Tashkos Peshev Baal Tasa. Is it better to do that because of the chumrah of Pas Yisrael? That's his discussion, right? So that is the one example. But again, this is a major hakira in Baal Tashkos. So I think we might have discussed it back. Baba Kama. Yeah, the Baba Kama. We discussed it. That's where Baal Tashkos comes up. The mystery why Baal Tashkos is not in Shulchan Aruch. That is one of the mysteries that the Taz points out. In Dalet Chelka Yard of Shulchan Aruch, there is no halacha that says Baal Tashkos. Is it a din in Milchama? That's what some suggest, and that's why that's what the context is in the Torah. But either way, that is a discussion. So Lachora, getting back to the question here, maybe there is an issue about Baal Tashkos, but if it's not yours and you're not allowed to touch it, so then maybe it wouldn't be as much of an issue. There is a discussion that Rav Moshe has in the Dibros Moshe. Is it specifically to a shomer? Is a different person better than another person? Maybe specifically a shomer cannot touch it. Why? Because the shomer, suggests Moshe, has a chiyuv hashava, a chiyuv to guard it, and maybe this is not included in guarding it. Not included in guarding it, because when you sell it, you are undermining your guarding. Mashaking somebody, stam a person on the street, doesn't have a chiyuv to guard it. He would never accept the responsibility like that. What do you say? No, it's lav dafka. So Moshe has that suffix whether anybody else would be just like the shomer or different than the shomer. Get that anybody else like a motzei? I guess a motzei would dafka have more. But he says stam adam. His lashon is. He says, "Histavik v'das tanakama hasover shel yiga b'hen." Imzio did dafka b'shomer, avo b'stam adam shemunachem etzlo peros chaveiro ve'eno shomer aleihem. Af tanakama modeshim kareim. Let's say I see in my friend's yard. My friend's away for the week, and I see my friend's stuff. My friend's stuff is getting ruined. So should I sell it for him, or is that an aveda? And if I'm not a shomer or not? That's his suffik. Which one applies? Okay, one other halacha, and then we'll move on. Says the Machaneh Ephraim, there's a lot of action on the top of this amud. Says the Machaneh Ephraim in Hilchos Shomer, Siman Lamed Hey, asks, what if, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, we're going to see who we paskin like. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to sell them, right, because Meshav Aveda. What if you didn't? What if the Shomer did not sell them and they got ruined? Is he responsible? Is he chayiv? Ask the Machaneh Ephraim, is his chiyuv to sell these fruit, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? And there's a machlokas whether we paskin like him. Is his chiyuv, does it flow from his chiyuv shmira? He has a chiyuv shmira, which means he has to guard it, and if it's going to get ruined, he has to sell it. That's part of his chiyuv shmira. And therefore, that would mean if he doesn't sell it, he has to pay for it. Or do you say, no, his chiyuv shmira is to guard this fruit, period. The Torah obligates you extra that if they're going to ruin, then you're like a Meshav Aveda. But a Meshav Aveda, if I don't pick up a lost object and do what I have to do with it, I'm not chayiv. I didn't fulfill a mitzvah. But I'm not chayiv to repay him. I didn't accept any responsibility. So he has that suffix.
Yeah, once you found it and you let it go,
You have the status, you get the status of a certain type. We had Shomer Aveda, Shomer Chidim, or Shomer Sachar. Right. But if you don't fulfill your chayiv, I'm not sure if you're going to... You have that responsibility, right. But here... If you didn't, here it's not a real Aveda, it's just a halachic Meshav Aveda. So if it's just a halachic Meshav Aveda, you might not have that. That's his suffix. And therefore, he says at the end, he thinks it is a separate responsibility, because we're going to see the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis talks about there's a difference between Hefsid Merubah and Hefsid Muat. And therefore, he says, if it's out of your Chiyav Chova Shmira, then it should make a difference how much Hefsid there is. But if it's a halachically mandated Chova Safshava, so then maybe it'll make a difference. They're machayev you to return it to do the hashava only by a lot, a big loss, not by a small loss. And by the way, the Meiri here says beferish that you're potter. The Meiri says beferish that if you didn't return it, you would be potter. Okay, like that one side of the Machane Ephraim. So that says the Gemara. So my time up. Why is it that a shomer does not sell the fruit that was given to him if it's getting ruined? Two reasons. Amar of Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Adam wrote to Bekav Shalo, Bitisha Kav and Shel Chavero. A person would rather have one kav of his own than nine kavim of someone else's. Why? And therefore, even if his stuff is going to get ruined, maybe he wants his own stuff. So he can't sell it. Why? Important Rashi. Much discussed in the Bali Musar. This Rashi. Kav Shalo, first Rashi on the Gemara. Chaviva Alav Al Yedesha Amal Bahen. If you have a mailus on something, you created something, you work for something, it means much more to you. V'kav sheyishar lo mehem, who wrote sem, itisha kavim shel acherim. One kav of his he'd rather have than nine kavim of others. Sheyigav adman imim kareim. Then you're going to get if you sell it. That is Rav Kahana. A person would rather have his one kav. We'll cut back to that. Let's just do the other one. Sorry?
It's an agrarian society.
Right, so he wants his own. You don't know if it would apply. Well, it depends. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about certain things that don't change. You know what? Let's talk about the first here also. First of all, the Rishash here has a suffix. What if it was his, but you know he bought it? He didn't work for it. Rashi's Svara is that Dafka, he was amel in it, and therefore he created that connection. Says the Rishash again has a suffix. He's not sure. Mashmuk sasdim yadua shagam peiros elu kunan min hashuk shaper yachal abachar tzarach id. But the Ritva here says no. The Ritva says he quotes that idea. Then he says lav dafka. If you were toreach to buy it, it's also yours, right? If you also pushed yourself and you were able to buy it, it would also be yours. But the Bali Musar step up to the plate here in terms of discussing a melos on something of your own. First of all, I saw a beautiful malbim. Just a one-line malbim. Right, so it's as we know that your own sweat and tears is great. So says the malbim in his commentary on Tehillim, which actually he calls Tehillos. Right, so is it Tehillim or is it Tehillos? Right, we call it Tehillim, but on the top he calls it Tehillos. So says the malbim, if you have yegiya in life kisochel, enough for you to eat, meaning enough for what you need, and not above it beyond. Right, you don't go above to make tremendous amount of money. Then ashrecha v'tovlach. Right, if you're yegiya kapecha ki 5,000, a huge car and a huge house and a huge this and much more than I need, yegiya kapecha ki more, then you won't be ashrecha v'tovlach. Only ashrecha, you'll be happy about it. Ashrei, right? Ezio Ashir, right? So he says, if yegiya kapecha yirak b'shir shetochal. Then you'll have osher and osher, right, with an aleph and with an ayin. That's ashrecha v'tovlach. That's the mal, which is a good one-liner. Says the Michtam Elio, Rav Dessler, the first page of Chela Gimel, ha'adam amel b'davar misuyam, a person works in any area. Kemidas amalo mit kasher hu elav. Based on his amelus, he has a connection to the item. Vi ahavaso lodavar ze misgaberes v'holeches imagbaris hayegiyah. The more I work on something, the more I'm connected to it. Anu roim ki adam she'amal l'toa eitz v'tarach megidulo. Somebody who seeds and plants and schwitzes and puts his kishkes into his yard, nikshar elav. He has a connection to it. Achim maschilehovo, so you start loving it. Right, if a person gets seeds and schwitzes and puts it down, versus if he gets grass and he just puts down the grass, boom, one time. He's much more connected to his field if he put down the seed and he watered it and he cut it and he went out every day to check on it. That creates a connection. Any amelus on something creates a connection. If I'm working on a project in the office, if I work on it for months and months and months, this is I have a connection to it. Ki aidei sheshkia bo es kochosa v'amal bo ro'ehu be'eitz. There's a piece of me in there. There's a piece of me in there if I'm amel to it. Me ha'anishalo, v'lachin makusher elav. U'mishem kach marbehu l'tapcho liyaposo k'dei she'eit shalo yirenah. That's why I worked so hard, because I wanted to make it look good. Where do you see this? Yisod ze harudu chazal, v'metzia lamed ches. That's the source of this idea right here. Rotza adam bekav shalo mitisha kav shal chavero. Person would rather have one kav, like Rashi says here. And then he says, im bedavar gashmi kach. V'davar ruchani alachas kama v'kama. In something of ruchani, it says even more. K'chol sha'ada amel adam yosel lezachos ma'alo ruchanis. As the more a person works in a ruchani area, daviku yotel ma'alo. It's more connected. That's why if somebody spends months or years on a gemara bi'iyun, they have a special connection to that gemara. That guy will always be makushar because I put in my sweat into this Gemara. Right? The more a person learns, a person never opens up a Gemara. Obviously, it's not going to be connected. The more a person learns and works in learning, the more he has a connection to it. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, the Rava says that first Torah is called Hashem's Torah and then it's called my Torah. Right? The first parak of Tehillim. Right? It says, Ki b'Torah Hashem chafso, u'b'so raso, yege yom v'alayla. Once I have that yege, once I have that amelus, then it becomes my Torah. Right, and that's what he continues. Haklalu sha'oses amitzvah b'tzara ba'amel. I think that nasa yikarlo ma'od. It becomes valuable to me. B'davuk miskasha yoser ala mitzvah. So he talks about this first 10 pages of the Chelak Gimel. Talks about amelos, a connecting to the item. If you want to look more, Chelak Gimel, beginning of Chelak Gimel. The other mark I wanted to mention, Rav Dessler and Rav Shlomo, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis. Chaim Shmuel Levis has many Ma'amarim about Amelos, but he has one well-known one in, I think it's his Tafshin Lamed Beis, out of the 3 years, the middle year, Ma'amar Chav Beis, where he talks about the Nisiyim. We discuss this in a Parsha Shir. Now, the Nisiyim, in the Nidvas HaMishkan, they only brought the Avni Miluim. That they brought those, the Avni Miluim. Why they brought the Avni Miluim? That's the last one on the list. Why are they last on the list of the Nidvas HaMishkan that's the most expensive? The answer is because that was brought without Amelos. Right, that the clouds, the Medrash says, brought the Avni Miluim, and the Nisiyim brought it. So Hashem is not as interested in that and those stones. And therefore, the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis develops from there. Also, an idea of a melus is something special that connects you to the mitzvah. And he just has the one ha'ara, which I don't think we mentioned yet this year, and that is there's only one mitzvah out of the 248 that there's a mitzvah to bow down when you do the mitzvah. Hishtachavaya. There's no mitzvah of hishtachavaya by tefillin and by tzitzis. Right, hearing the shame of the Kohen Gadol, there's no mitzvah, right? So which mitzvah out of any, there's only one, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis, that there's a mitzvah to do a shtachavaya when you do that mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Bikurim. Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shtachavisa v'yashav alkecha, Pasuk says the Kisavo. Why dafka Bikurim? Arguably, Bikurim is the mitzvah that we toil the most in. Bikurim. That's the first thing that we do after the field grows, right? We plant, then we seed, we do all this seed of the pas. Kotzer, dosh, ma'amir, we do everything. And then the first thing, we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing, we reach the level, we have such a connection to something and we give it away, we reach such a high level, we reach the level of Shtachavaya. And that's where we bow down when we have that. But that's why, special din of Amelus by Bikurim. Okay, that is all on the Shita of Rav Kahana. Okay, now we have to do this Amud. So Rav Kahana says, again, why can't a shomer touch it if it is getting ruined? So then he can't touch it because a person would rather have his own less stuff than the other person's more of his friend's stuff. No, you don't have to be worried. Maybe the real owner used this fruit for Chuma and Meiser, meaning he was at home, and he said, you know what, I want to eat all the stuff that I have at home, so you know that stuff I gave to Reuven to watch? That's Chuma and Meiser on this stuff. So you can't sell it to anybody, maybe it's Chuma and Meiser. Right, the guy's going to eat Chuma. Sorry? Aveda, the guy doesn't know where it is.
No, maybe the guy who lost...
There's a big shayla, is Aveda considered something Rishuscha? You can only make something Chuma and Meiser if it's in your Rishus.
You made it Chuma and Meiser, and then you lost it.
And then you lost it. Uh-huh.
We're not worried about that.
Right, we're not worried about that.
Why not?
Okay. So maybe we'll talk about, because we'll get to other issues in a minute, but I guess we're not...
Yeah, same question. Sorry? By Rotsa Adam Kav Shalom by Aveda.
Right, Rotsa Adam Kav Shalom by Aveda. Okay, but this is... there's counter pressure, right? It's getting ruined right now. Okay, Tosas asks, we'll get back to it later if we have time. Tosas asks, and the other Rishonim, why are we worried about this at all? We know the halach is that you're not allowed to take off Truma or Meiser Elamin HaMukaf. Right, it's got to be connected to the item. Right, so why are you choshes that they did shalom? Well, you choshes that he's not a chaver. Why are we choshes that shalom and amukav? Different answers. Maybe we're choshes that he did it already. Maybe we're choshes that it was erev Shabbos, so you got to do it shalom and amukav. Right, that's why. Let's say I remember got a shalom a couple weeks ago. So a woman forgot to take off challah. Right, she baked her challahs and she did 5 pounds and she forgot to take off challah. So what do you do now? They're already baked. So what do you do? What's the halacha? Halacha is you put them all on the counter and you put a towel over all the challahs to make it mukaf. To make it one big challah, and then you take off a piece of one of them. One of them is not going to be able to use halacha mishnah. What can you do? But you take off one of them. You got to make it mukaf. That's what we try to do. And those are the two reasons why you're not allowed to touch the fruit that was given to you. Number one, because a person wants their own stuff. And number two, because you're worried it's shumis and maestros. Meisvei. Oh, we'll get to that. Meisvei. Hamafkin here says a chaver hazel yigabahen. We have a brisa that says you can't touch it. Lefichach balabayis osa osa shuba maestro makom acher. Therefore, the balabayis, because the owner knows that it's not that the person can't touch it, therefore he can make Trubas and Maestros for it. He can use it for Trubas and Maestros, the real owner. So says the Gemara 1 second. Bishlam Rav Kahana, according to Rav Kahana, this brisa flows beautifully. Because why? The reason he can't sell it is because the person would want his own stuff. Therefore, Trubas and Maestros can be taken off from it by the owner. Leficha, Tahani Dukhani Leficha, everything flows. What's lefichach? It's circular. The only reason that you can't sell it is because he might have taken off Shubas and Maestros. So how can the Brisa say, therefore he can take off Shubas and Maestros? Isn't it kind of sounds circular? So Achi Kamar says the Gemara, no. You can work it out. Since now the Rabbanan said we don't allow the Shomer to sell it because of this chash, therefore the owner can sell it. Could make it Shubas and Maestros. Leficha balabayis also is a Shubas and Maestros. Welcome Acher. No, it's fine. It's fine. Step one is because there's a worry. Chazal instituted this law that you can't sell it. Once that's true, then the owner could rely on that the guy didn't sell it, and therefore he can take up Shubas and Maestros on it. Period. Amar Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan. Machlokas bechnei chasron. The whole machlokas in the Mishnah about whether he could sell it or not is only if it's going down at the normal depreciating rate. Bechtei chasronan. Avol yoser bechtei chasronan. If it's just totally getting ruined, so then divrei yakol mochron bevezin. And the Tanakhama would agree to Rashbag that you could sell it. Because, well, we'll see because why, but l'chora, we would assume that the guy would want you to do that. So, Adar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'adar plika. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak definitely would argue on this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because his issue is, maybe it's Trumas HaMaisris. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much is going down. If you're worried about Trumas HaMaisris, you're worried about the guy buying it. Therefore, who cares? So, Adar Rav Kahana, milim de pliga. But do we have to say that this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana, who says you always want your own stuff, and here he says if it goes way down, he would want you to sell it. So, Gemara says no. He kamar Rav Kahana, but lechesron kamar. You could say that according to Rav Kahana, he would agree here. Yes, a person wants his own stuff, but not so bad. Not if he loses so much money with his own stuff. I baharotza bekav shalom mitishakav shachaver kamar. But it says 1 to 9. It says 1 to 9. So that's pretty much depreciated. Guzma ba'alma. It's an exaggeration. It doesn't really mean literally 1 to 9. If it goes down more than normal, then you can sell it. Period. Meisvei next kasha. Leficha balabais osa osa shuva maisra makom acher. The Brisa had said that the balabais can make a shuva maisras. Velechosh, why aren't we worried? Why shouldn't he be worried? Dilma havil hu yosir mechdei chesronan. Maybe it depreciated a lot. Vizavdidu when the shomer sold it. Vekaachal tvalim. And now, right, there's a problem. Maybe he made a Shubas and Maestros. Maybe the guy already sold it before he made a Shubas and Maestros. And therefore, he didn't make a Shubas and Maestros because the stuff wasn't in his Rishus anymore. And therefore, he's eating Tevel. Right, he's eating Tevel on tithed produce. So Gemara says, Yosef Mechlech Hazar Lo Shchiach. That's not Shchiach. He doesn't have to be worried about that. So Gemara says, V'yibishtachi mai. But what if it happens? Lamaisa, if it happens, Mizabnina Lahu, would we really allow the guy to sell it? If we say that it's not so common and therefore the owner doesn't have to be worried about it, what if it really happens? If it really happens, we shouldn't let him sell it because maybe he doesn't think that it happened. So Gemara says, no. Kibzamnina Nami Lakonim Bidmei Truma Mizabnina Lahu. You sell it to Kohanim. You sell it to Kohanim Bidmei Truma. What does Bidmei Truma mean? It means Truma is cheaper because there's less of a demand. That's a demand for truma. So truma, the price of truma is less than the price of chulin. So you sell it to Kohanim for bidmei truma.
That's
fine.
All he gets back.
What?
That's all he gets back.
And that he also all he gets back because he'd rather, we assume that's what he'd rather have. So Gemara says because it's going down worse and worse now. It's getting ruined. So Gemara says that, okay, that was you had a wonderful explanation after Rav Kahana, but once you say you sell it to Kohanim, so go back to the other shita. So just according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, also say you can sell it to for debate truma. So Gemara says b'ha plig. You know, this is the machlokas really between Rav Kahana, the name of Rav Yochanan, and Rav Kahana. The Rav Kahana savar yoser mechdei chesrona lo shchiach midi. Yoser mechdei chesrona, going down, depreciating very much, is not so common. And when it happens, it probably happens at a much later time. It doesn't happen right away. Things don't depreciate so quickly. probably have it at a much later time. Iavid lehu balabayis truma sumaiser makom acher. So therefore, the balabayis made the truma umaiser mikamei tahavi lehu yosim mechnei chesron avalehu. He probably made it truma sumaiser earlier while it was still in the reshus of the shomer. So therefore, we don't have to think that we don't have to be worried that the owner is going to be eating tevel, because we assume if he made it truma sumaiser that it happened. He did that before it totally depreciated. Hilkach, therefore. We can say you can sell it to Kohanim. Because the worst it is that it's Trumas and Maestros. And therefore, you can sell it to Kohanim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Savar, no. Yosef Mechlei Chasron and Mishcha Shchiach, no, it's not so uncommon. It's possible that it could happen. And you know what? Sometimes things get ruined immediately. Sometimes it doesn't take so long. And therefore, V'amrit Nizvaninhu, and if we say he's allowed to sell it, Zimnit Kadim Umazvilhu, you might sell it before. V'chiyavilhu Balabayis Shubu Umayisra Malkam Acher, Lo Yada Dizavna, V'kachal Tavalim. And therefore, we're worried about the owner himself. So again, is this a machlokas and metzias? It's a machlokas about how much things depreciate and how quickly. So L'chora, like we like to say, everybody agrees on the metzias, everybody agrees that it happens at a certain rate. The question is that called Shriach or not? Whatever percentage it is, so that must be what they're arguing about. Meaning, what is that called? A high percentage. The Ravid says that Bezvan Hazeh, you give it to anybody you want. Because Rav Chochi is about Shubas and Maestros. That's what the Ravid says on the Rambam. Ravid says, Akshav ve'elo amakomos, sha'enon tormin u'ma'asrin amokron l'misha yirtse. Whoever you want to sell it to. Vayter. Meisvei. Next price, Halakha appears as a chaver over here, Kivu. Let's say I give my friend fruit to wash, and they get start rotting. Yain vehechmitz, or the wine starts turning into vinegar. Shemen vehivish, the oil starts spoiling. Dvash vehidbish. It also means some type of phrase that the honey starts getting bad. My mother always told me that honey is the only thing that ever gets bad. 10 years later, I don't know, but here something's happening to the honey. Something's happening. So hareiz eliyah behadiv Rabbi Meir. So, Rabbi Meir says you can't touch them. Even though they're getting ruined, you can't touch them. Right? Similar to the Tanakhama. V'chachamim omrim, osel hem takanu mochen bebezdin. Chacham say, no, you could do something for them and sell them in Bezdin. Fine. So, ukishehu mochran la'acher me mochan la'atzmo. But if you sell them, you got to sell it to somebody else. Can't sell it, you can't pay for it yourself. Can't pay for it yourself. Why not? Chshad, that we're worried that, you know, it kind of looks funny. Maybe you gave the guy a bad deal because he's selling it for yourself. Issue of chshad. So before that, one second, the Rambam quotes, when you sell it, in these cases, let's say according to Rishon Gamliel, or according to this sheet in the Chum here, are you allowed to do anything with the money? After you sell it, the item's getting ruined. Are you allowed to do anything with the money? So the Rambam says, here in She'ela, v'hadamim yumunachem etzlo, v'yeshlo l'hishtamish b'hem. You're allowed to use the money. You're allowed to use the money. Leficha karehu alehen shomer sachar afa pisha adayin lunish tamish b'hem. Says the Rambam, if you sell the pikadon al pi bezdin, right, because they were getting ruined, you're allowed to use the money. You're allowed to use the money, and because you're allowed to use it, you're considered a shomer sachar. Says the Magen Mishnah, lonis bar zebe gemara. Doesn't say this anywhere in Shas. Doesn't say this anywhere. You were a shomer. Shomer usually is not allowed. You're a shomer. You're not allowed to use it. And all of a sudden, you sell. You're allowed to use it. Avo Rabbeinu Dima Ze Lemaos Tsrurin Eitzel Chenvani Shiachol Shamish Bohen. Right. You must compare it to a case where you gave a bag of money to a storekeeper that you're allowed to use them. And now he says, 1 minute. If you're allowed to use them, Afa Pi Shemisha Matza Aveda Umachar Chayev Baonse Hadamim Kishoel. If you sell an Aveda, we learn you're chayiv an onsin. You're allowed to use the money of your chayiv an onsin, and here you only chayiv like a shomer sachar. Why? Fascinating. Look at this back in the Mishnah. Kfar tirtu zevi yamru. Shabi Aveda, kivachu shomer sachar. By Aveda, you're a shomer sachar to start. So when you sell it, and now you're allowed to use it, you got to go up one. That's your chayiv an onsin. A shomer to start, you're not chayiv an anything. So therefore, now that you're allowed to use it, you just go up one notch. And therefore, you're like a shomer sachar. That's the Magen Mishnah. You just go up one notch. Explaining the Rambam. Vayter in the Brisas. The Brisas said you can't sell it to yourself because of chshad. Kiyotzibo. Agavai tzaka v'zvan she'en lamaniyim l'chali partin l'achirim in partin l'atzman. Agavai tzaka who wants to change his money because the money is getting old. You want to get new money. You cannot change it with your own money. Right? Because you got to be clean. The Pasuk says, we learned it from a Mishnah in Shkalim. Quotes the Pasuk, V'yisem nikiyim me'ashem u'mi Yisrael. Pasuk at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, right? Yisim Naki, you got to be clean from Hashem and offer for people. There's the issue of Maris Ayin, Chshad, right? The question is, are those the same? If anybody wants any research, there's 25 pages in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Ches. They're up to there already. They're up to Kaf now. So they did Ches already. Chshad, Maris Ayin. There's 25 pages last night I was looking at. And there's a difference between the two. Is it the same? There's a lot to talk about, but we don't have time right now. But Mitzad, the one who is being choshed, you're not allowed to be choshed, but you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation that people might be choshed you, right? So it's a double-edged. So you can't do this. Gabay HaTamchui, also the Gabay of the Tamchui, who gives that food to the Aniyim, Bizman She'in Lahem Aniyim, Mechalek, Mokan Lachim, Mokan Atzman. You can't buy the food yourself if you are the Gabay Tzaka. But Ketani Mios, what does it say? Your Paris, your Kivu. Fruit that are getting rotted. So my love, afil yezemir chesronan. Doesn't this mean even more than kedei chesronan is totally getting ruined? It's totally getting ruined, and it's still a machlokas. So where is this low? Bichdei chesronan. This whole issue is only where it is regular depreciation. Ah, hayayin vehechmas sherem vehivish tavash vehidbish diyesem bichdei chesronan inu. It says they're getting totally ruined. So that means worse. The Gemara says no. Shiny hani kivan to come. These are different, because as these get ruined, they stop. They're worth whatever. One turns to vinegar, boom, now it's vinegar. Nothing else is going to happen to it. So there's nothing to do right now. It turned to vinegar. What are you going to sell it for? It's ruined already, period. So therefore, there's no reason, there would be no reason for you to sell it. Shemen v'hivish, tvash v'hidvish, lamai chazi. What's it roy for anyway now? Right, fine, vinegar is roy for something. But what about spoiled oil and honey? So shemen chazi l'galdoi, shemen oil is roy for leatherers, meaning to smear on leather makers, tanners. Dvash l'ketisha d'gamli. You could put honey on a wound that a camel got. If a camel gets a wound from the saddle, so you put honey on it, a spoiled honey on it, then that makes them feel better. Fine. V'chachavim omrim, but v'chachavim say, oslat takana mocher mebezdin. V'chachavim say, it's okay, you could do a takana and sell it. So my takanta avilhu, it's already ready to turn to vinegar, like we said, keep it to come. So what do you mean you could fix it? Amaravashi lekan kanim, you could still save the barrels, right? If spoiled honey, if you get it out of the barrel right now, the barrels could still be saved. But if not, the barrel's worthless. So b'may kemiflagi, so what's the machlokas about that? Whether you could sell the barrels or not? Demar sabra lehefsen meruba chashashu, lehefsen mu'al lo chashashu. Tanakama says you're not allowed to sell them because so what? The barrels are going to get ruined. That's a little hefsid. You don't have to be worried about that. We don't make you take care of that. Umar Sal Ravil hefsid muat nami chashashu. And the other opinion says no. Even if we're hefsid muat, we are choshesh. Period. Pshimu Gabriel Omer, second opinion of the Mishnah said, Yim krei bebezde bebedeshu kameshav edel abaylam. That you're allowed to sell it. Itmar. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Yochanan. Halacha krei pshimu Gamliel. We pass him like Rashbak. V'rava Amar, Rav Nachman. Halacha k'divir chachamim. The halacha is like the Chachamim. The Rif says we paskin like the Chachamim because Rav Nachman is Basra. Rav Nachman is later. So we paskin like the Chachamim. The Rush quotes the Rif and says, no. The principle of halacha kapasroi only applies post Abaya and Rava. Interesting. We don't have time to get into that now. But halacha kapasroi, the halacha is like the later Rabbanan, is that, that's why we pass like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. But does that apply only, always? You always pass like the later Rabbi? Or no, the Machlok is here, Rush of the Rift. The Rush says only post Abaya and Rava do you apply the principle of halacha kabasrai. Okay, that's, we can't get into that now, but that's the Rush of the Rift right here. V'ham Rabbi Yochanan Chad Zimna, 1 minute. What do you mean that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Yochanan said a general rule. D'amar Rabbi Rachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, bibishtra seinu halacha kamoso. Whenever you have an opinion of Rashbag in the Mishnah, we paskin like him, except for three. Chutz mi'ari v'tzidon v'raya achrona, except for these three, which Rashi quotes where these three cases are. So what do you mean the halacha is like him here? The halacha is always like him. So my answer is, Amoroi neinu v'alibu d'Rabbi Yochanan. No, it's really, it's a machlokas Amoroi within Rabbi Yochanan. Is it a general rule? Or is it specifically in this case, he said the halacha is like him. Period. Now we get into the next sugya. Midr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. From Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what did he say? He said, you allowed to sell stuff that's getting ruined. Nishma, so you he must hold in this the following. D'mori din karov l'nechsei shavui. Let's say there's somebody who was captured. And his property is, you know, somebody has to take care of his property. Do we allow somebody to go to his property and take care of it? So Rav Shimon Gamliel must hold yes. Just like in the case of Shomer, we allow to sell in a Beis Din. We also allow a relative to go down to the property of somebody who was captured, a Nishba, a Shavui, in order to take care of. Midrabanan Nishba, Deimari Dikar, let's say Shavui. And for the Rabbanan, it must be that you're not allowed to. Just like a Shomer has got to let it to Lo Yigabahen, so to a Karav we don't allow. Umimai says the Gemara, 1 minute. How do you know that they are parallel cases? Dilma adkan lokam Rav Shimon Gamliel hacha. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel only says it in our Mishnah Elam Mishnah Tikkal Karna. Here the principle, everything is getting ruined, right? The fruit are going to be totally lost. Aval Hasam, Hakanami Demo Reader, but maybe he would agree that you don't allow a carb to go to land because the land's going to be there. V'yadkan, it's not Kali Karna. V'yadkan, l'karbi Rabbanan Hacha. And also, the Rabbanan only said here in our Mishnah, Ela Ikrav Kahana, Ikrav Nachman by Yitzchak, based on one of those two reasons that we said in Amman Aleph. That's why you can't sell it. Aval Hasam, Hakanami Demo Reader. Maybe you are Morid. Maybe you allow a carb to go to the property there. So they're not parallel cases. L'meimer, the straight Tami Ninu. Is that really true? Could you be machal between these two cases? The other reviewed on Rishmul Alach Rishmul Gamliel. The other Rishmul Moridi Lekar Lenechse Shavui. But what do you mean? Rishmul said we paskin in both cases that you're allowed to. La Mishab Dachat Taimahu. Is that because they must be connected? Connected issues? Lo Trei Taminenu. No, it could be that it's not connected. It could be two different reasons. And Nachadami Mestaver. It also makes sense that it's two different reasons. The Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Kedivre Chachamim. The Amar Rav Nachman Moridi Lekar Lenechse Shavui. Why do you have two separate statements? Just say, we pass like one of them and we'll know the other one. El Shma Mina, Shre Tami Ninu Shma Mina. It must be that it's two separate reasons, Shma Mina, and that's why we say that. Just two more lines. Itmar, so now we get to the actual case. Shavui Shanishba, a Shavui, somebody got captured. Rav Amar, Ein Morid Dekar L'Nechasav. A Karv is not allowed to go down to his Nechasim. Shmuel Amar, Morid Dekar L'Nechasav. And the Shmuel says, they're allowed to. Bisha Shama Boshe, Meis Kolei Amal Aplikid Demaridin. If we heard that he died, not with two Edim, because then you know he died. We heard this with one Ed. If you heard a call that he died, then you're allowed to take care of his stuff. But ki pligi b'shalosh shama b'shemes. The machlokas is if you didn't hear that he died. Rav Amar Ein Morid, then Rav says, still, if you didn't hear that he died, he can't go down. Dilma masulahu. Maybe you're going to go down there, you're not going to take care of it properly, because you don't really think it's going to be yours. You just you're doing it in a secondhand way. V'shmol amar morid, no, you do. Kiva the amar shaymin aluhu ka'aris l'mafzaluhu. Because we know that you're going to get paid for this, like a sharecropper, so we assume that you're not going to ruin it, you're going to take care of it, period. Okay, we got to talk tomorrow more about this idea of whether a karav goes down to shavui. We're going to get into shvius a little bit tomorrow, and we get into fitting an elephant in the eye of a needle tomorrow. See what that's talking about. Phrase in the Gemara, Apu Trappis, a couple of Shasugis that are coming up on tomorrow's daf.